Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Okay, our big baseball topic was Justin Verlander's comments about them juicing the baseball. Major League Baseball on pace to hit a record number of home runs this year, obliterate the previous record, in fact. They are on pace this year at the All-Star break to hit 6,668 home runs across Major League Baseball. That would, again, smash the previous record set 2 years ago of 6,100. Justin Verlander, starting tonight for the American League and the Houston Astros, called that a effing joke. He said, quote, Major League Baseball's turning this game into a joke. They own Rawlings, the baseball maker, the baseball equipment maker. They own it now. So Verlander says they own Rawlings, and you've got Manfred up here saying it might be the way they center the pill. They own the effing company. If any other $40 billion company bought a $400 million company and the product changed dramatically, it's not a guess as to what happened. We all know what happened. Manfred, this time he came in, what'd he say? He said, we want more offense. All of a sudden he comes in, balls are juiced. It's not a coincidence. We're not idiots. So we think Verlander's onto something, as well as some other factors, launch angle, nerds taking over, three true outcomes, maybe the player's still on juice as well, certainly players still on juice as well. All of those things are a factor. So not debatable that the game has been engineered both by the nerds and the marketers to hit more home runs. One side wants to increase business. The nerds just think it's the most efficient way to win baseball games. The only thing is that while the nerds may be right and it is the most efficient way to win baseball games, it's not helping business. Because the last time they did this and juiced the game and hit a billion home runs, it basically saved the sport and electrified the sport and gave it a huge boost in the late 90s. The previous steroid era worked from a business standpoint. The thing that strikes all of us is that how this hasn't. The ball's going out of the park more than it ever has before, and it has not dented or caused a ripple in the decline of the sport. And that's really what we're talking about.
No question. I mean, again, and you know, watching, I watched part of that home run derby last night. And as the thing went on and Verlander's comments, I started thinking about it. And I said, this is 98 all over again. That's what this is. And the real difference is that last time it worked. From the standpoint of baseball, the interest in the game was huge. We were talking earlier. Murray started talking about McGuire's chase, and we all remember the visuals. McGuire hit a line drive over the left field wall to break the record, and people were cutting in on TV shows and all kinds of stuff. Murray was talking about national news reports, for crying out loud, that existed at that time. Now, zippo. Nothing. Zero. And I just think that, in fact, I think it's making it worse. I think when you look at the baseball problem, home runs are part of the problem because they become such a focal point of the game that nobody's doing anything else. You're getting strikeouts, walks, or home runs. That's it. It's softball. It's softball. It's not baseball anymore. Who the hell wants to watch fat guys drinking beer playing softball? Who wants to watch that?
Well, if it took 2 hours and 25 minutes, you have a better chance.
Okay, so, but that gets to the real problem, right? The real problem isn't, you know, it's the pace of the game, the action in the game, all of it. And they're really doing, this home run explosion is making it worse because it is now contributing to an absence of action in the process.
Again, I agree 100%. The steroid era, the game was still the game. There weren't near the number of shifts. There weren't the number of strikeouts. Strikeouts were up at that time, but it's not like now. The game was not driven in the 90s by the three true outcomes. It was not driven by nerds. Analytics had not taken over. And the shifts weren't nearly the factor they are today. Not even close to being the factor that they are today. And the game wasn't microanalyzed like it is today. It was just guys roided up and hit home runs. Like, this is different. The nerds have taken over. The home run is as much about efficiency as it is about putting fannies in the seats, and they're not putting fannies in the seats with it, is the whole angle on this. But it's all become, well, every team shifts now, so contact means less because you're just hitting into the shift. And the stigma of striking out doesn't exist anymore because the nerd doesn't care if you strike out. What's the difference? Same as an out. So sit there and wait for the pitch that you can drive out of the park. And if you can't drive that pitch out of the park, just wait. Watch it. You'll get a walk or a strikeout. Those are three true outcomes. Those are easy to pump into my computer and analyze you as a ball player. So that's all we want anyway. Everyone sit around and wait for the home run. That's what the game's become.
We used to laugh at guys that were home runs or strikeouts. Like guys like Rob Deer. Like that's all it was, home runs or strikeouts. Now?
That's the game.
Yeah. Now he would be like lauded in today's in Major League Baseball.
I mean, it's so true.
Oh, I hate that.
Murray makes a good point. Like those guys were really, they were looked upon as, well, yeah, he can hit you 35 homers, but he hits 220. And he hits seventh in your order.
Well, strikeouts used to be sting punch.
Yes.
That used to be a bad thing. Now it's like.
Just part of the job.
Yeah, just take it. Take the pitch. Put the pressure on the umpire. You either walk or strike out. We don't care either way. All we want is a home run.
Totally right. And again, it's really contributed to what is now a hard product to watch. There's just not a lot that happens.
Okay, so back to your thoughts on all of this. Cam and Taunton, your thoughts.
You know, you had a guy last hour bring up how powerless the managers are now. All you need to know is this. Joe Girardi doesn't have a job. That's all you need to know about the Girardi, as much of a tool as he is, he's a good in-game manager, but he wants to call the shots. Do you remember most of these teams now just hand their managers a binder and say, this is what you're doing, and if you don't do it, you're fired.
You bet.
Last year in the World Series, the Dodgers wouldn't let Dave Roberts use Walker Buehler, a filthy good young pitcher, as a reliever, or Pedro Baez the day after the 18-inning game, because Dave Roberts is Andrew Friedman's bitch. And that's all they care about now. The nerds run the teams now, period.
Well, those nerds were driven by the left-right. So they want, you remember those whole left-handed lineups?
Of course.
The right-handed lineups they would put in there?
The Dodgers sat their best players. Again, who's leading the majors in home runs this year? Bellinger. They wouldn't play him against lefties.
Because the splits.
And, you know, and Muncy and Peterson, like Peterson in the home run derby. Again, these guys don't play against lefties, some of them. Oh, it's a joke.
Insane. The caller who said last hour, when you watch on TV and they throw up the spray chart, you know, they'll show the shift in the infield with all the infielders, you know, three guys on the right and one on the left. And then they'll show he hits the ball to the left side of the infield 14% of the time. He hits the ball to the left of second base 26% of the time. He hits the ball to the right of second base 36%. You know, and then the players are all lined up accordingly to where that. It's like, those are nerds. That's you giving nerds a pile full of data on where this guy hits the ball, and then it's the nerd lining up the infielders based on the percentages of where he hits the ball.
I know, it's taken all the fun out of it. It has. It used to be that you had to have some sort of knowledge or instinct to be able to know, well, watch out this guy. This guy pulls the ball a lot. And you had to have, again, there was sort of industry knowledge there that experience was a factor. Now you just give out the data. Any jackass can look at the piece of paper and know where to play. Remember the play last year with the Red Sox where Mookie Betts pulled the card
out of
his pocket?
They all do.
No, but he caught a ball on a line where he made a play. And like he was positioned somewhere he wouldn't normally be. And then he held the card up and waved it to the dugout and said, see? Yeah, you were right. Like, okay. Yeah, thanks. Great. What do I need the manager for then?
The outfielders have the card in their back pocket.
We've laminated it for you, too. Don't get dirt on it.
It's infuriating.
It's become a computer program. Bobby in Plainville on Rob Gronkowski. You think he's coming back, Bobby?
No, there's no way. He's dust. If you see him with Camille, he's a different person. He's way thinner. And I just don't think with his injuries, his back and everything, he'll ever come back. There's just no way.
I'd be a different person with Camille, too.
Would you stop? Okay, his weight loss. 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever. I think he looks fabulous. I think he looks great. Leaned out really nicely.
Yeah, looks good, but I don't think he's ready to take the hits that he normally would take playing football.
Pretty dramatic lean out, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no question.
So if he's going to play.
He looks like a basketball player.
How long does it take him to put that weight back on?
A while.
You know, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
6 weeks.
When it's muscle, I know how it works with fat,
right.
Believe me.
Yeah.
But when it's muscle, does it take longer to put on or take off or, like, the weight that he lost?
No, putting it on takes longer.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No question. 6 weeks. That's a lot of work. And again, I don't know how much he's lost. I'm going to say, let's say it's 20 pounds. 6 weeks. And he would need some help if you catch my drift.
Yeah, sure.
It's not just as easy as going to the gym. I mean, you know, it would take a while. I mean, I'm throwing 6 weeks out like I've done it. Like, I'm just telling you, it's going to take a while. So if he wants to play in November, he's going to start September.
So there's some people who think this, that look like he's already stopped his training regimen. He's already, you know, obviously still in great shape, but not like NFL tight end shape that he used to be. He's now, you know, trying to be in different kind of shape. Just look good with your shirt off kind of shape. And that's just a tell. That means he ain't coming back. So why does he keep dinking around with this and floating it out there and playing this game? And the answer for Murray, likes and clicks and name recognition and just sort of buzz value?
Yeah, it's like a Q rating.
Yeah, because he's, I don't know, his name hasn't been out there in recent months outside of New England. Like, I think if he wants to try to be a movie star or try to get into entertainment somehow or maybe even be a broadcaster, like, there hasn't really been much buzz for Rob Gronkowski since the Super Bowl, I think in the greater sense.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on this and everything else right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sport.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
We think what's been going on this year is attributable to the baseball. Our scientists that have been now studying the baseball more regularly have told us that this year the ball has a little less drag. It doesn't need to change very much in order to produce, you know, meaningful change in terms of the way the game's played on the field. We're trying to understand exactly why that happened and build out a manufacturing process that gives us a little more control over what's going on. But you have to remember, the baseball, our baseballs, is a handmade product, right? And there's going to be variation year to year.
You like that line about Manfred's scientists looking at the balls?
Yeah, our scientists. Dr. Quack. Like, you see this guy wearing a white coat and a monocle examining the seams of the baseball. What do you think, Murray? What do you think has happened to the ball?
Oh, well, let's slice it open. Let's find out. Of course they've messed with the thing, too. Please.
It appears to me that the seams have been raised. Scientists, kiss my ass with that. Scientists, holy crap. Like, they're in there splitting the atom, for crying out loud. What a crock.
Verlander said, I hate the way I feel out there. He said, no matter who's the batter, I feel like I'm constantly walking a tightrope because any batter can go opposite field. Any batter can leave with any pitch that's anywhere in the zone. You can't miss barrels anymore. You have to miss bats. There's been multiple times this year where 5 years ago, I'd probably just throw a fastball away. I can't do that now because you're the 8-9-hole hitter and you can still hit an opposite field homer. And you've seen that too, Maz, huh?
Christian Vasquez.
Why do you immediately go to Christian Vasquez?
Okay, because let me give you the data. The data, okay, for the scientists. I'll give you the data. How many home runs did Christian Vasquez have in his career before this season? If you had to guess. He's played now.
Yeah, how many games?
Well, prior to this year, he had played in 290 games. Call it.
Okay, so let's call it 20 home runs.
10. Guess how many he has this year alone?
12?
14. 40. He has more than doubled his career output this season alone. 14 home runs. Christian Vasquez, the fat kid who lived at the end of the street that you stuck behind the plate because he could block the most balls back there.
Engelbert.
That Yeah, seriously. Again, Spanky from the Little Rascals. That's who is Engelbert from Bad News Bears. Take your pick. Whoever it is, the short, fat kid that you would stick the helmet on back there and say, you're catching. Okay, Vasquez this year has 14 home runs and he's hitting them out to the opposite field. How do you explain that? I mean, like, I look at the whole thing and say, I'll tell you what, you want to tell me Christian Vasquez is giving me launch angle and pulling the ball more? Great. He's doing it all while hitting 300, by the way. Like, Vasquez, his average has gone up. Everything with Vasquez has gone up. Last year, he had 207 with three home runs. Now he's 299 with 14 bombs. All of a sudden, he's turned into Johnny freaking Bench back there. Like, I just find this, you know, I find the whole thing to be, like, I get turned off when this happens, because they do. They bastardize the game. This is a joke.
It's like Brady Anderson. Like, you raise an eyebrow and be like, okay, like, what's going on here? This is ridiculous.
And when you add in all the nerd stuff and the stuff that you're talking about, launch angle, and we don't care about the shift, hit into the shift, try to hit the ball in the air, hit it over the shift, all that, you know what you get? No action. You get home runs and that's it. You don't get any of this stuff in between. It's all or nothing, and all or nothing means boring 95% of the time.
And long, because those counts go deep.
Absolutely. You know, there's no fast outs.
So your thoughts on this and everything else. We continue with your thoughts. We've got Ibby and Woonsocket. Hi, Ibby.
Hi, how you guys doing? I just wanted to talk about baseball real quick. It's because the death demographic are the people owning the league. They're taking forever to change the game. And quick with Gronk, Gronk will definitely be back. He's just getting right with some Murray medicine. He'll come back closer to the playoffs. And we were bashing him all last season because he was kind of like preserving his body. He's going to come back 100% and help us win another one.
Okay, babe. Maz, you love that sort of stuff, don't you? Ready for six straight months?
I mean, again, it's like, so now this whole thing, all their hinges are banking. I mean, all their chances are hinging on what, a maybe? If Gronk, I just hate that way of thinking. I want the known commodity. I want the certainty, and this whole stupidity of Gronk coming back to me is going to drive me bananas.
Tony in Holbrook with a baseball thought. Hi, Tony. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Quick question from Maz.
Yeah.
What does he think that the Red Sox chances are catching the Yankees?
0%.
And my second question, why do you think when they play away from Fenway, they have a much better winning record?
Yeah, how do you explain the home struggles?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for you. I don't know. I mean, I would tell you that let's not put too much stock in what they've done on the road either. I would say they've been inconsistent everywhere. Maybe they've just played more road games against bad teams. I haven't examined their schedule that closely. So I think they've been, for them, extraordinarily mediocre everywhere they've played. They really haven't had a stretch where they played good baseball, I think, all year long.
Chances of catching the Yankees?
Zero.
It's zero. Get over this.
10 in the loss column. It's done. They get 72 games to go. They're not making up 10 games in 72. It's over. Division's over. Bye-bye. Zero. 0%. I'd put it at -5% if you let me, but I can't. So zero's the lowest I can go. Zero. Division's over.
Okay. In the meantime, on the Gronkowski thing, we asked, does he want to come back? Does Brady want him back? For sure. Kraft, all those things. Are we missing the most important guy in the whole process? Dan and Cranston on that. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, 2 points, Mike. You already hit the nail on the head. I never heard a retirement press conference where the agent says he's open to coming back, which means it's never really a retirement press conference. And two, there's precedent here anyways with Belichick, and we keep forgetting. Junior Seau came back, what, 2-3 years in a row, late in the season, 8 games in? Well, Belichick is open to it, and I think the reason it was all about money. I think he walked basically because they didn't want to pay him, and they worked out some type of deal, and I think there's already a deal in place. Are we ever going to hear about it? No, but he's such a high-profile player. That's why it's such a big deal.
All right, Dan.
That's the way I see it.
The money is absolutely right to bring up. I mean, huge factor in that sport and all that they do, no question about it.
Who did he say came back in the middle?
Junior Seau.
Oh, Seau.
So I want to go back and look at that, because he did come back a couple different times. When was it? And I would say a difference there is, though, and the part that would bother Belichick, I don't think Belichick would be, you know, that opposed to a veteran player who changes his mind and comes back. I think if the guy could help him win and, you know, toed the line, that Bill would be accepting of that. That's okay. I don't think Bill wants to be yanked around
by a player who's trying to leverage him or the team to get more money or to whatever. To, you know, he doesn't want the game played publicly in his face where the players, will I, won't I, am I going to, am I not? Like, I think Bill had no, was Junior Seau doing that, or would he just go away and then all of a sudden come back? And there's a difference, so you know what I'm saying?
Of course, yes. One is a negotiating game. One is real.
And also, the way Gronkowski does it is kind of a distraction. I mean, it is.
Oh, no, there's no question it's a distraction. And again, I think he hurt them in the spring.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Maz. I was just going to say that. It's already cost you what could have been a better replacement player.
Right. They went and visited Jared Cook. They needed a tight end, but they couldn't commit to Jared Cook because Gronk was stringing him along. So they lost out on the player. They ended up with Austin Seferian Jenkins, who has since been let go. And they ended up with Ben Watson, who has since been suspended. Gronk screwed them. I'm sorry. Like, I love the guy, too. I love what he stands for. I love him as a player. I love all of that. I find it to be wildly entertaining like everyone else. But he screwed them this spring.
Steve in Portland. Hi, Steve.
Yo. Hey, do we know if he put his retirement papers in yet? And does that start the countdown to the 4 years of the Hall of Fame once he does?
No, it's when he plays last. And those retirement papers, I don't think it really matters. I've heard different things, you know. If he files them, he can rescind them. If he doesn't file them, he can always file them later. You know, I don't know.
I mean, all it was an announcement. I don't know if paperwork was actually put in.
Yeah, but but even the paperwork, I'm not sure how important that is anymore, or however important it ever was. My answer right here, right now, is I don't think the retirement papers matter. Whether meaning, does that mean he can come back in week 8 or not, or week 10 or not? I think it's a zero factor.
I mean, the only thing that matters is who owns his rights, and the Patriots have his rights.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's technicalities in terms of when his pension kicks in, when the health benefits kick in. The Hall of Fame, I think it's 5 years from his last game or last season, whether he fired the papers or not. I think the retirement papers about sort of the technical benefit collectively bargain stuff.
Let me ask you a hypothetical, just because this just popped into my head. If he sits out a certain period of time, does he become a free agent?
No, his contract tolls. So,
is his contract not up?
This is the last year of his contract. He's what would have been entering the final year of his deal. So, if he doesn't play this year, he comes back next year, he's still bound to the terms of that year.
Got it.
And
I'm just wondering because I was trying to equate it to like Marshawn Lynch. He ended up coming back with Oakland, right?
Right.
So I just wonder if this maybe it was some sort of ploy on the part of Gronk. They tried to trade his ass. You're not going to dictate who I play for. You don't want to pay me. I'll sit out in a year. I'll come back and play for someone else.
It doesn't work that way. But is him sitting out sort of an extension of the back and forth that he and the team have had over the years? It might be. I do think this. I think the catching session with Brady was not just a publicity stunt. Because if it was, there's been no video of it. Like, someone would have Instagrammed it with the sausage emoji, right? Yeah. And all of that stuff.
Eggplant.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean. You would have had all that nonsense, and you didn't. So it just sort of word leaked that he was throwing with Brady. And is Brady really going to have an actual real training session just to play grab ass with Gronk? Or does he want guys running the routes, doing the stuff so he can get ready?
He did one in Brooklyn with Josh Gordon, and who knows whether or not he's even going to come back and play this
year. Okay, but Gordon's still technically...
He's not even reinstated by the league.
But he's ish on the team. He's going to be. He will be. Gronkowski, you don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think Brady's out there to play grab ass with Rob Gronkowski.
I think he wants... Look, as much of a perfectionist as Brady is, I think that he wants competent people out there that know how to run the routes and do what he wants them to do. That's why he called them up, because he was in town.
No, the old Brady would have been focused on a guy running the routes right. The new Brady might just be out there to chuck the ball around on the beach.
Here comes Murray's update, and then we're right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
You want to know something? I never had August off in my life, so it's going to be a little different. That's when it's going to start really seeing the change, is when that comes around in August, when I'm not in training camp. I might not know what to do with myself with August, but it feels good, just on a resume, just living a healthy lifestyle, and it feels good, man.
That was another Gronkowski cut from that Rich Eisen interview, which we'll get to in 1 second here. First of all, Jim in Manchester has a thought. Go ahead, Jim. What do you got?
I just had a weird, out-of-the-box thought on Gronk. What if he's cutting weight and changing his body style to come back as strictly a receiver, not a tight end? There's no law saying he has to be a tight end. I mean, limited downs, he's effective all over the field.
Okay, Jim, it's not an awful thought.
It's not. I'll tell you what, it popped into my head.
But I wouldn't go wide receiver. I'd go Aaron Hernandez.
Slot guy, H-back, whatever.
Yeah. Who was the guy in the Colts that was a tight end?
Dwight Clark.
No. Dwight Clark was a guy in San Francisco.
No.
No, you're thinking of... Oh, Jesus. It was another...
Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark.
Yeah, Dallas Clark.
Dallas Clark.
Know who I meant.
Yeah, I did know who you meant, but that's not who it was. No, Dallas Clark is what I was... You're right. Dallas Clark played tight end, but he played off the line a lot. He was a glorified slot receiver,
but
he was a tight end. And that's what Aaron Hernandez was. Aaron Hernandez wasn't on the line pushing around left tackles and, you know, inside linebackers in the running game.
And that was such a big part of his job description last year. I do wonder if that's one of the reasons he walked away. Like, F this. I'm Rob Gronkowski.
I'm here
to catch the football.
But if he's just become that pure pass-catching tight end, you know, they got letters, you know, if Bedard or Breer would hear that, he's the F, he's not the H, he's the Z, he's a rah, rah, whatever. But if he were that other tight end, that whatever, the pass-catching tight end versus the in-line, on-the-line guy, and he didn't have to carry that weight, is everybody a winner there?
Yeah, there's more money in it.
I mean, there might be.
Right? Like, if you're more of a receiver than a tight end, nobody pays someone for blocking, for crying out loud. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, I didn't say this on the air, but I said, it's more of a receiver's body. It did cross my mind. I can't lie to you.
I mean, I can't think he can go. I don't think he can go out to wide receiver.
I don't know if he has the speed to do it.
Yeah, the little foot quickness. I mean, he's a straight line front freight train. He's not. Well, whatever. I mean, but if it's all because he's changing his role to more of a pure pass catching role, more of a finesse, you know, piece of the offense versus maybe that makes sense. Maybe.
You may want to amend that statement too, Maz. Nobody pays someone to block. What about Dwayne Allen? You guys don't see the job Dwayne Allen does.
Right. All right. So anyway, we started off the show with the Gronk topic, and we played this Rich Eisen podcast where they role played, and they did this improv thing where Rich was Tom, and Gronk was Gronk in November, and they did this scene, and it's just the kind of thing that drives me bananas. You know, it's like sports radio grabassery. Everyone's a comedian. Everyone thinks they're Ryan Seacrest. No one in sports radio just wants to do sports radio. They think they're some sort of big crossover star. So this is what this, and it just drives, it's like, no, are you coming back? When are you coming back? You want to answer it? Fine, we'll move on to the next thing. And just, I'm just the sports, Murray and I started out of the show doing this bickering about this very topic, which you will hear in the final word.
But
we will replay the bickering.
Okay.
All right. That led off the show about improv on sports radio. Okay. We'll do that in the final word. But wouldn't you know it? Just when I decided to pick that fight, this was also a day
We had also scheduled to do something we've only done once before,
mm-hmm.
and we're loath to do because, again, on this program, we try and be point A to point B, X and O, just your classic sports radio sort of thing, opinion, phone call, commercial.
Or
right?
a sports show, hardcore.
This is what we do.
It's facilitating just, opinion, phone that, call.
Exactly. Facilitating.
Very good, Jimmy.
Either giving you an opinion or facilitating opinion or setting up an opinion, taking a phone call, then taking a commercial, and that's it. We don't try and be anything else.
Or sports! Burying an opinion in a question.
We don't do anything else.
Sports! We do sports!
We don't role play improv scenes. So Murray and I bickered about this, but I decided to do that bickering on the day that we scheduled five questions that have nothing to do with sports, which Murray does every weekend with Gasper. I love the segment listening to it. Not that I ever want to do it. We did it once before, like 2 months ago. This is something we'll allow only rarely, grabassery.
Five questions.
But the day we did scheduled the five questions that have nothing to do with sports is the day that I decided to go on this rant about improv. So it's just my luck that we have to do this because we scheduled it. Murray put in the work. So let's do it. Five questions that have nothing to do with sports.
I'm in.
I got five questions.
Mike Felger and Tony Maz.
I got five questions that got nothing to do with sports. I got five questions.
Five. One, two, three, four, five.
I got five questions. Hope this segment ain't too wild.
All right, question number one. An Instagram model recently started selling her own bathwater online
Ooh.
To thirsty gamer boys. She's like a gamer chick. And it sold out in 2 days. Mike, Tony, would either of you sell your bathwater to thirsty Felger and Maz listeners in order to make a buck?
Hell yeah! Sure.
100%.
No question, yeah. How much did she make? Do we know how much she made?
The denomination, I do not know. But either way, she sold it, I'd imagine, at least a few thousand dollars. You don't find that a little too creepy?
Bathwater.
Your bathwater.
Bathwater, but for gamers.
Well, yeah, because she's like a gamer chick, and she showed video of her, like, sitting in the bath, soaking, and then she, you know.
So the simulcast is showing the Celtics hot tub. I can't remember what we did for that. Why that came up.
And why Jimmy's taking a leak into
Stu's
it.
Stu's peeing in the Celtics hot tub.
So you would do it. Okay, yeah, that's just a little too gross for me. I'm all
what
for
would
making
your bath, what would your bath water smell like?
Probably my feet. I mean.
No, if you could choose a scent that represented you and everything you were about. What
sorry,
would it
I misunderstood
be?
The question. I would say my bath
water. Probably my feet.
Well, I'm trying to give you an honest answer. I don't know. We got this Verbena shower gel. It's a little lemony. I would use that.
Perfect. I knew you would have an answer for that.
Yeah, mine would be garlic and sweat. That's pretty much what I always smell like.
Next.
The reason you smell like a chicken parm.
Yeah. Question number two.
Smell like leaf.
Recently, this has actually just been taken off in the last few days, a man licked a carton of ice cream for a viral internet challenge. Now he's in jail. He opened it at a supermarket, licked it, put it back. This was on video. Now people are copying him. Now this guy has been put in jail. Is the punishment too harsh? You see someone take a video for internet fame to lick the ice cream, put it back. Is the punishment of jail too harsh?
No, not too harsh at all. No, I saw one on the online about a guy who opened up like an iced tea or something.
Yeah, the Arizona iced tea. He spit and closed it back.
Oh my gosh, I think that is, it's intrusive, it's repulsive.
Jail!
Yeah, absolutely.
Jail!
Yeah.
Absolute, 100% jail. 2 nights in jail. You can never see another sporting event in this town. I'm not even kidding. Absolutely.
That's disgusting.
It's not just that. What if you're diseased? What if you're getting people sick? Oh, jail and serious jail. I'm not even talking about, like, overnight. I'm talking about jail.
One of the girls that did this, the Blue Bell, she did it to Blue Bell Ice Cream. They found her. Turns out she was a minor because otherwise she was looking at, like, 20 years. And they wouldn't have given her that, but they were saying, like, we would give her. I would, too. These people should be punished to the fullest extent of the law.
Jail. The whole point, though, with the packaging, the way these things are all packaged now, you know, takes, like, a Allen wrench to open up some of these salad dressings or whatever. Good. The morons can't get at them. And you're doing it just to post on Instagram for a sausage emoji. You people suck.
Thirsty for those likes. Question number three. Is there one shot of alcohol you absolutely would not do? A type of booze, I mean.
Well, gin I would definitely try and stay away from.
Seriously?
Gin.
I mean, if I think about it, my answer is probably no. No, really. I mean, like, yeah, maybe Jim Beam, just because of a bad college experience.
Oh, yum.
So, yeah. You know, but there's like a mental block thing with the Jim Beam now. But I think that's gone. I think I could pretty much slug anything. I'm not joking.
Yeah, Goldschlager for me. I had a bad night with Goldschlager.
In fact, we play a dice game where if the dice rolls off the bar and you have a sloppy die, you have to do a shot of warm gin. That's the punishment.
Oh, warm gin?
Oh, correct, horrible. Warm gin.
Oh, that's gross.
Question number four. If you could buy a super fast pass that would ensure that you would never, ever be in traffic, but it costs $200 a month, would you buy it?
Hell yeah.
100%.
No question. $200 a month?
Yeah.
With the kind of money Maz makes? That's nothing.
No, that's, I mean, I can make up that $200 somewhere else easy.
But Maz, your easy pass coming from the West every day, it's in the hundreds anyway.
I don't know.
Oh, no. So that's a good point.
I mean, my Mass Pike transponder thing is...
Oh, yeah, but this doesn't make you exempt from tolls.
Oh, yeah, no, this is just flat fee for something completely different, like a super fast lane that would price out the scum.
Right, what I'm trying to say is if I pay over $100 a month for my easy pass to sit in traffic with everybody, why wouldn't I just go to two and zip past all you a-holes?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I'd have the Jetsons car where I could, like, go above everybody and fly right through?
Easy.
I
mean,
then maybe $200's not enough then.
Right.
You got to be able to price people out.
Exactly. I would absolutely accept tiered pricing for better traffic results. No question.
$500 a month, I'd consider it.
Yeah, I would do this too.
I looked up the Instagram model, by the way. Is she the mom with the pink hair?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd buy her bathwater, but there are people's bathwater I would buy.
Finally, because both of these have been in the news recently, what is scary to you? Scarier to you? An earthquake or a sinkhole?
Ooh. So earthquake's not on my list of, you know, irrational fears like sharks, lightning, the apocalypse, things of this nature. Earthquake, for some reason, it's never really entered my thinking.
So I need more details on exactly how sinkholes work. Can they literally...
Sinkhole. Yeah.
They literally can just pop up anywhere and suck you under the ground.
Take your car. There was a story like 6 or 7 years ago. A guy in Texas got eaten one while he was asleep, and he died because the thing, he dropped him, you know...
And you're buried alive.
Sinkholes. Terrifying.
Sinkholes are 10 times more terrifying, and I know you can be buried alive in an earthquake, but it's different.
You can kind of run, I feel like, in an earthquake.
Or you...
The sinkhole gets you.
I mean, if you get pinned, that's going to suck, but being buried alive in a sinkhole? Oh, no. Sinkhole's far more afraid. Now, thank you. You just put in my head.
I mean, you could be walking through your backyard, right? And the thing just sucks you right into the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little worrisome. I got to go sinkhole there myself.
All right, so concludes five questions that have nothing to do with sports. See, you can do that. You can grab ass every once in a while.
Not well. Obviously not well. The final word comes your way next.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
No one.
All right, so a few to get to here in the final word today. We will start with more grab ass, even though the show mandate is no grab ass. So we'll start with bickering about grab ass.
I can't even listen to that. I can't even. I can't stand it. Yeah, I'm sorry whether we have a lot of time to fill or not, Murray. I just can't do that. Anything other than
I understand. No fun ever.
Well, was that fun? Did you?
I actually didn't mind it. I didn't.
Really?
Yeah. It was a little exercise in improv. And if you've ever taken an improv class, like I have, because I've lived a life, the first rule of improv is yes and. So actually, as much as I've gotten on Gronk, and I didn't think he'd have that much of an acting career, I give credit to him because he played along beautifully there.
What do you mean yes and?
It's yes and. So I give you a scenario.
Yeah, you just
and
keep going.
You don't do a Felger and say, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It's yes and. You tag the line. You continue the scene. Instead, trying to do that with you would be a painful exercise because it would be, I'm not doing this. Slam.
Yeah. So, for example, like when Gronk says he's in the Bahamas or Bermuda, wherever he is, sipping on a protein margarita, you say, yeah. Yeah, you're there with your hot girlfriend, what she's wearing.
Oh, well, right now she's got on this six-string bikini, and I'm sipping my gin and juice, and, you know, I'll get back to you in a couple of months. Talk to me in the playoffs. Instead, if Mike was trying to do that exercise, no, she's not here. Get to the point. I'm not coming back.
Ask a question, take the answer. Again, because I don't... and Murray actually does have talent, but I... All right, go on. Murray's allowed to do it because he's got talent. Those are just talk radio schlubs. Ask a question, get the answer. Take a call and go to commercial. Come back and do it again.
Yeah, no bull crap. Get right to it.
Please.
So it is kind of ironic, though, that we had ended up doing the five questions got nothing to do with sports. Kind of like this call with B Money, who called in just a short time after all this bitching.
Brian in Boston on Brady. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, man. What's going on, boys? Good to talk to you, Murray. Maz, fucker, what's going on?
What's up? Hey, what's up? Is this B Money?
Yes, come on, man.
Hold on. So your wife won't let you go by B Money anymore, is that correct?
You know the story already. Don't try to...
Come on.
What's up, B?
Happy wife, happy life. I've already told you that, gentlemen. So, it's a long time because, you know, the world I've been taking care of both of the pages. So you know how I feel.
Okay,
you know
B.
Feel,
thanks for the call. Thanks, take care of yourself. Good to hear from you. Oh, that was 8 seconds of grab ass. Yeah, 8 seconds.
Sped up there by Jimmy.
I put my feet up there. I was comfortable. No urgency, no need to get to breaks.
Next.
Love B Money.
Maz, of course, went to Tufts, so he's really the smart one in the room at all times.
This.
Yeah, so he gave us the formula that the nerds use to, nerd up baseball.
I forgot to bring in my actual hard copy of the paper, so now I'm trying to pull it up on the internet, which is just
exercise and futility.
Oh, my God! So annoying. Stand by. You say training methods. There's former players who are being a little more blunt, and that is, where is this?
Segui.
You are obviously not buying that.
Well, look, you want to tell me guys are throwing harder? Fine, I'll tell you why are they throwing harder. Where'd that come from? Just magically overnight they're throwing harder?
Martinez said that's just creating more exit velocity because it's coming in faster. It's leaving faster. I just said that. Does that even make sense? Is that true? Is that how it works?
Well,
is that how physics operates?
I think it is, actually.
The harder it comes in, the quicker it goes out?
Yeah, force is mass times acceleration. Yeah.
Oh, you're so smart. Say that again?
F equals ma. It's a standard formula. Force equals mass times acceleration.
Did you have that one, Murray?
Oh, please.
So
Don't count with my fingers.
The harder you throw it, the harder you throw it, the greater the force is. So, yes, that if you take that velocity and turn it around squarely, that absolutely it'll come out faster. But I come back to the same thing. Why is it coming in faster?
What is it? You said that so nonchalantly. It's, F plus A equals what I am.
Oh, F equals MA. Mass times acceleration.
Yeah, and I would see that on a test sheet and be like, this isn't math because you need numbers, not letters.
And the sound you heard of me was grunting like a gorilla because that's basically what I am.
Murray, that formula is at the basis of pretty much all physics. It's really that simple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, well, wow. Of course.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilvreyFoundation.org for more information.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.